Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and probably within 10 minutes or so after the show, we're going to do some simulcast video from Livestream to Vimeo. Gary Richard Arnold, you're an amazing guy in terms of your knowledge of the deep state, the list of players, the organizations, the deep, if you want to call it, Masonic orders and secret orders that are involved with the deviltry behind the scenes. And we have lots to cover today, so let's start off with the top. Of course, we have the Peter Strzok interview. I saw the facial expressions and the mannerisms of this monster called Peter Strzok and the attitude he had as an FBI agent both in the Hillary Clinton email investigations and the so-called Russiagate. It's disgusting beyond belief. In fact, I heard the comment by one of the senators that, in fact, if this was a congressman from California, under our local Daryl Issa, if the entire FBI had the attitude of Peter Strzok, we'd have to abolish the FBI. If this man doesn't go to prison, something is vilely wrong with our justice system in America. And again, it goes back that this is not an anomaly, and this is one thing that people want to think it's just Peter Strzok is an anomaly. No, no. Now there's Mr. McCabe or or the idea of Mr. Steele from the British MI5, Five Eyes. These are standard operational procedure of the entire organization and also of the deep state, how it literally controls and manipulates public government policy and even tries to persecute through the media people like Donald Trump, who's trying to fix the situation in America. And people just need to start grasping, because you're going to provide details of who and what and why they're doing these things. Let's go through some of the details.
Well, he looks just like Rod Goldenstein there. He appears he's totally immune, doesn't think there's any responsibility to the Congress that created or funds that department, and that the decisions made by them, literally the the seventh floor of the CIA where all of this plotting and coup d'etat occurred, they are networked, and people can tell by their their insulting remarks, both about the people, about the Congress. They've just been given the finger, and these people, they're given the finger while they're taking away people's rights, getting involved in foreign wars and coup d'etats that we've seen happen with the Arab Spring and the color revolutions and the interference in Haiti and Georgia and the Ukraine and all around the world. We are merely the funders, with our taxpayers' money going to them, giving them a checkbook without end. And in fact, with zero oversight at all. And it's, they couldn't get away with it without the Democratic and Republican leadership. And there's only a small segment of Republicans we see that are fighting. None of this would have happened if Paul Ryan or Mitch McConnell were on America's side. They are marching step and moving along with the river and the flow for their one world government. And it's
What is the vision? Let's summarize it. What's the vision they have for world government? They want a government that has 10 trade zones right out of the Bible, and also the fall 1973 article on foreign affairs, the article from the Council on Foreign Relations, which, by the way, CFR, Bibi Netanyahu, and other so-called globalist organizations are there. Number two, they don't want nation states. They want trade zones. Number three, they don't want representation by the people in any way, shape, or form. They want bureaucracy and a technocracy, technical bureaucracy to run the world, with gathering metadata, even group metadata, so that they can control the population, give them what they think that they want to convince them that they need. They don't want to have extended human lifespans or develop technology to stabilize the world's ecosphere. They want to actually use the degradation they're doing for the environment to actually justify population reduction and sterilization and outlawing of wild human reproduction. It basically means a small group of some nations will have advanced technology. It's like Obama said, you can't ever think of ever having an American-style economy and future, because if you did in Africa with your huge population, the world will turn into Venus and you'll boil all of us to death in global warming. I mean, people need to understand the vision of the maniac globalists is completely luciferic, eugenicide, devilish, and totally selfish, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're already looking at the population. They're not looking at the 6 to 7 billion people that are out here. They're looking at the reduced population, because it's already in the works. It's already set. It's the forced vaccinations and the aerial sprays and the reduction of food is in the works and has been technologically planned for a long time. And those papers we've already had, even on the internet and so forth, with the 2001 release of those NASA papers. And we saw that it was sent to virtually every alphabet organization in the United States, the NSA and the CIA, and all the accompanying 400 or so different departments of the federal government. And they've had such practice with overthrowing, using their coup d'etats. Reagan was key. During the 1970s, there was a number of Senate and House committees on intelligence going back and discovering about Operation Mockingbird and some of the others. There was even a Rockefeller Commission that came out with a lot of information about surveillance and killings that were going on. So Ronald Reagan, what they did during that time is they came out with the Endowment for National Democracy, and they gave it about four or five different names. And the head of it said, we're doing now openly what was secret, what we were doing in the CIA 25 years ago. And they're calling these the non-governmental operations, but every dime comes from the taxpayers, and they're involved in virtually, again, all these countries around the world, whether it's Japan or Germany or Qatar or all the the color revolutions and the Arab Spring. It's very similar to the white helmets that we see going on, and the fact that even 3 days ago I saw Kellyanne Conway repeating the lie that the Syria had poisoned its people twice within the last 18 months, which we all know is a lie. There have been people on site showing the pictures, interviewing the people, and there was no trace whatsoever of the gases that she's...
Yeah. Why would Kellyanne Conway repeat that? Why would she do that? Repeat it.
Same with the Nikki, whatever her name is, our UN representative. But it sure doesn't, it seems like the only one saying anything different or hesitating is Donald Trump. And, my God, I don't know how he can stay awake and keep doing what he's doing. with him surrounded by these people that are totally captivated by the deep state and all their agents. It's like you're trying to move around the Senate with all his opponents with their knives out.
It's quite amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, there's still, you know, there's a lot of us that still respond to Ronald Reagan as the great man that, you know, changed the course of the United States. Well, he was the one that put through the first amnesty for the immigrants. He's the one that set up these networks of so-called non-government organizations. We remember that Victoria Nuland and McCain were in the Ukraine giving people cookies and tea and all kinds of stuff in order to overthrow a duly elected government. It was all under the so-called Endowment for Democracy outfit. And John McCain was the head of one of them since 1993.
So I'd like you to continue, Gary. So people need to start understanding that what's going on in the world is not an anomaly. When we see Peter Strzok, he's not an anomaly in the FBI. He's a standard operational procedure. Five Eyes, for example, and people need to know this goes back to George Bush, who actually completed a project that was conceived in Nazi Germany called the Project Omega, which was conceived by the Thule Gesellschaft, so-called pseudo-religious political society that formed the core of the Nazis, which is basically a very bizarre religious society. People don't know this, do they? They don't realize the Nazis were not agnostics. They're luciferics, luciferic Satanists. And they used trans-dimensional avataring information to even rebuild the mercury-based Vimana of ancient India. And actually, in their nuclear technology that they were developing another weapon system to include the V-2 bomber. And it was a total transplant of the German space program to America. The space program in America would be nothing without being transplanted from Germany. The same way as the OSS, 100,000 technicians, scientists, and intel officers were transplanted from Germany to the United States to actually make our CIA and FBI, which actually had its genesis in Nazi Germany, didn't it?
Right. You know, it's the Wall Street Boys. That's where Wild Bill Donovan came from the OSS. In fact, the OSS is renowned for hiring and you know, bringing in so many of the communist network, including Willy Brandt. He's on one of the decimal cards as a Soviet agent, and he was we were supposedly helping each other during the airlift to Berlin to supposedly keep the one side free. But and then we end up adopting the very East German plans from the Stasis and bring it here as Homeland Security. Skull and Bones Bush brings over Marcus Wolf from the Stasi and Primakov from the KGB. So we're experiencing what we were supposedly fighting against was that suppressive state of East Germany.
Exactly.
So we now have it under the nicer names as, and that's, this sounds very, very German and Nazi, Homeland Security, or instead of the Department of War, now we've, like this guy says here, this is Alan Weinstein. He said he was one of the people that helped draft the legislation establishing the National Endowment for Democracy in 1991. He said a lot of what we do today was done covertly 25 years ago by the CIA. And then we've got our so-called Rod, whatever his name is, from the CIA, talking before the people as if he were the President of the United States, declaring he has proof that 12 Russians tried to hack some local voting boards, whereas his CIA is funding and involved in setting up organizations and money to rioters in Ukraine and in Tunisia and other places around the world fully. In fact, Putin said that when the Ukraine had a duly elected constitutional government, probably wasn't a very nice one, but it was elected. He said that the people from that Victoria Nuland was handing out food and tea to the demonstrators, and he claimed that the protesters were fed drug-laced tea to make them more aggressive. And actually, the founder of USAID, along with the eBay founder, Pierre Omidyar, gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Ukrainian organizations advocating the overthrow. But we don't hear a bit about that because at that time the Ukraine was more friendly to the Russians than it was to the United States. And here we've got hardcore evidence, and I've seen pictures of Victoria Nuland there, just like we've seen pictures of McCain, supporting the terrorists in Syria and other places in the Middle East.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, how evil our own agencies were. And by the way, they worked in lockstep with the Soros organization, the CIA and Soros, until just a few months ago when Trump stopped it earlier this spring. The Trump stopped collaboration with George Soros' organizations, which are working on things like Right-Wing Watch here in America, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Antifa, Black Lives Matter. It's all cross-funded by organizations like George Soros and other globalist organizations, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, we published way back in the mid-80s a cartoon where Reagan was stabbing the people, the Philippines, Marcos, I think his name was, in the back. This is after his making a security treaty with him. But, you know, he reversed himself on Free China, on Taiwan. I mean, I could spend the next part of the program going through all the countries and betrayals he made, not only to our allies around the world, but to the Americans, you know, the constitutionalists inside the United States. I mean, he was out there with Arm & Hammer, $1,000 plate dinner in Century City, and giving him contracts where they were forbidden, such as in communist China or Gaddafi's Libya. There were all kinds of boycotts in those countries. But his buddy, Arm & Hammer, the son of the founder of the American Communist Party, got plum contracts, just like Joe Biden's son and some of these other people that and Kerry's son.
So, right.
Anyway, that's the way it goes, and the media's dead silent about it.
Well, they're dead silent because they're liars and manipulators. I don't want to mention specific names, but even when people lobby against major alternative broadcasters, it's surprising that some of them aren't knocked off. I mean, but the fact is they aren't creating artificial, what we call conspiracy theories or fake news. The fake news is created by the regular media. The regular media are the ones creating fake news. CNN, MSNBC, etc. Even Fox. There's an edge to which they will not pass over that little red line in terms of telling who's behind the scenes making the conspiracies, isn't it?
Exactly.
So even Fox News will not go across that red line.
Right.
They'll go up to it, but they will not cross it. Back in. So, Gary, when you see what's going on, I don't just see people being marched off in orange jumpsuits. I see Trump telling, Theresa May in Britain that she's kind of broken the agreement by doing a soft Brexit, which is destroying the ability of having a deal with America. I see the NATO nations actually kind of boning up some money, but because they've been given basically the Riot Act. And look, I have a map, in fact, that you sent over. We're looking at the percentage of money spent by various nations, where Britain's around 4%, but most of the other ones are less than 2% or almost nothing. They're in the European Union. It's pretty bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah. If you come, you know, if you put together the people that might be our enemy, I mean, it comes to nothing. You throw Britain and a few other of our allies in there, and we have no threat. It's really a fraud to put these huge budgets on us. In fact, that last one that they forced Trump to sign, or he couldn't get anything done, that, what, $1.1 trillion?
$1.3 trillion, and a lot of it was fluff in the budget, but about $700 million of it was, $700 billion was actually for the military. He easily would have the money to build the wall, even if he got the U.S. Army Corps engineers to build it. I don't know why the delay is there. You only got $1.3 billion, so what? Just designate it's a national security issue, put the military down there and do it, right?
Well, this article here I've got in front of me by Charles Fediger, what's the title of it? It's called Their Plans with Your Money. As far as the border, it said the spending bill does earmark $1.6 billion for border protection, but it stipulates it must be used only for secondary enhancements, such as pedestrian walkways, replacement fencing, not for any new wall constructions. So it's those son-of-a-bitch Republicans under Paul Ryan that are screwing people over. You don't even hear this on Fox. And it says here, it says, what's more, President Trump's proposal to defund sanctuary cities that openly defy federal immigration laws was left out of the bill. And then Planned Parenthood still got a $500 million award. So,
we'll just change the name slightly, Planned Unparenthood.
Yeah.
He's like that, Unparenthood.
Yeah. This is... Margaret Sanger, direct. So it's, what we're being told in this left-right Republican-Democrat thing is wrong. But the good Republicans, you got to help. I got another mail yesterday. It had a thing from Melania Trump, asking
right.
to raise money for him, and it's going to the Republican National Committee, which is out there to trip up Trump and take the money from his supporters. So if anybody's out there that feels inclined to help a candidate, only send your money to the candidate. Don't send it to these committees, at least the National Republican Committee. When I had won a congressional nomination years ago, they said they would not give me any of the funds unless I supported at that time one of the largest tax increases. So never support a political party, because it's party bossism, and those guys have been bought off long time ago with people with pockets much deeper than ours.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Now, what do you think is going to happen? Here's what my expectation and suggestions. Number one, I think Trump's going to increase the number of senators and congressmen and get a lot of his agenda in, so he'll probably get reelected in 2020. The deep state is going to get further retrenched. When you saw the arrogant attitude of Peter Strzok, it tells me that the deep state, including people like Brennan, who's on a consulting fee on CNN, that these people aren't going to jail. Now, here's the fact. It's like at the end of that movie about the Big Short, they call it. You remember after the financial collapse, and they had a movie about a year after, 2008-9? Yeah. That if nobody goes to jail, the deep state, the swamp has not been emptied, and the swamp monster's not dead, which means he's going to come back, or it's going to come back. And when it comes back, it's going to slay the nation, make us a part of the trade zone system, maybe amalgamate us with some kind of European trade arrangement that's globalist, 10 zones, like read of the Bible and CFR article of the fall of 1973, and that whatever Trump has done basically will be irrelevant. In fact, he'll build on what Trump did that was good and turn it into evil. That's what happened, where the metadata being gathered by William Ray over at the FBI, the changes in the wall and so on, all these things that are going to go on in America are actually being used by the globalists to actually crush American people and industry after Trump's gone, because he's got so much opposition even in his own party. And unless people go to jail, like I want to see Peter Strzok shouldn't be walking around out of that courtroom. He should be going in leg irons directly to prison. What Hillary Clinton's doing book tours, why is she not in an orange jumpsuit? When we have, and Peter Strzok actually is lying to your face with his head leaning forward with an angry look on, like you're asking me these questions. And I'm thinking, somebody needs to go up to that man and slap him. How the hell can he think that he can make those bold statements when, in the plain language he made, he's guilty of sin and he should be in prison for what he did?
Well, he's been anointed. He knows he's safe by all of their rules. Now listen to this from a congressman that clearly gets it. This is going to knock your socks off.
Right.
He's talking to the speaker. He says, Mr. Speaker, there can be no doubt that there now exists a widespread understanding and agreement made between the agents of this government and the United Nations and North Atlantic Treaty Organization to build a world government, to make the United States part of it, regardless of our Constitution, laws, and tradition. This is to be done in the name of peace, but will result in the total destruction of our liberty. Now, he's
right.
In NATO, too, so that's exactly what NATO was. It was to be drafted and developed into a world army. This guy had it so clear, and he's talking about the people who were so completely sick of World War II, and the schemers found a fertile field to exploit. They appealed to the churches, schools, and every organization they could reach on the basis of a way to secure peace in the world was to organize the United Nations group, and through that machinery they proposed to set up that wars could be stopped. And then he goes on to, talking about their setup in UN and everything, but this was a congressman from North Dakota, Usher Burdock, 1954. And he goes, there can be no doubt there now exists a widespread understanding that the agreement made between the U.S. and the United Nations and NATO is to build a world government. But that's widespread understanding in in 1954. We don't have that widespread. Well, we probably do, but we don't know how to reach each other probably. But
Well, the problem is that the logic is lost, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they believe that, all these things. They believe the liars, the fronts. I'm here from the government. I'm here to help you. We're set up to form world peace. We're setting up this National Endowment for Democracy. And, they're setting up coups all over the place to put in puppet governments that will cave and proceed and play according to the New World Order in their world government.
Wow.
And we're funding it.
What's amazing to me is that we are led by liars and idiots, people like this Peter Strzok and people like McCabe and John McInsane, all these people, and they'll lie right to your face and act arrogant that you dare question their lies. And they don't even make the dress of the lies to even be believable. That's what I find amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, what's happened was, Hitler's here, repeat a lie long enough, and they've found that the press picks up on him. Nobody ever questions him. Questions
right.
are the most dangerous thing that can happen to him, and that's why we're seeing all of this attack on, our little local group here. They've just changed the, in our county board of supervisors just 2 weeks ago. They had an afternoon meeting. Usually their meetings are in the morning. And they go on their agenda and said, this was brought to us by our county clerk. Bull, county clerk isn't supposed to be submitting changes in their policy, but they had some strange offbeat set of rules. It's neither Robert's Rules of Order or the other common rules of order in which the public understands. So it reduces the public's input from the podium, that only the one person can only spend 3 minutes. They can't pull something.
Where do you see things going between now and the 2018 election?
Well, I know in California, again, not enough people are distinguishing between the good and bad Republicans, and you and I have talked about it a couple of times. We've got the Main Street Republicans, and people can go online, and they portray themselves as the operative group of Republicans.
What do you think of John Cox, who's trying to run against Newsom? What do you think of John Cox here in California?
Anything's better than the total network that the Democrats are, because they're really a branch of the Chinese communist influence. I mean, the red Chinese influence in California is really thick. But again, we had Arnold Schwarzenegger up there and Bruce McPherson, who was receiving money from a triple communist agent as Secretary of State when he brought the Diebold machines into California to enhance the Democratic majority. The red Chinese, I mean, the companies and the land that they've been buying is really. Huge.
It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Years and years ago, people were concerned about the Japanese when the Japanese were really thriving. They were buying the golf courses over in Pacific Grove and Carmel area and buying a lot of businesses and so forth. But, they only had so much capacity. But the red Chinese, at the same time, they're flying in their women to California hospitals and having their babies here. So they've got at least dual citizenship, which creates a huger fifth column.
Well, not just dual. A lot of them actually have U.S. citizenship and don't. They're rich enough to actually fly here, but their second child doesn't automatically, unless they're high in the party, get automatic Chinese citizenship. So I know as a fact, a lot of these women have enough money because their husbands would say engineers, but they don't have a high enough membership in the party to have Chinese citizenship for their second child. And as a result, these children are going back to China, and over the last number of years, they're going to universities in China and maybe emigrating or doing tours of duty in universities here. They're American citizens by birth with this anchor baby crazy law. That's what's going on. It's applied to Chino, California, an entire jet of women about to be delivered, deliver, say, 60 or 100 women or more, and they're American. Boom, that's as soon as they pop through that magic arch, they're now American citizens. It's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, and they set them up in little shops and little markets and, a lot of the, nail salons and massage salons, because massage salons are, traditional places where they catch a lot of men indisposed, and that gives them additional political power in addition to the money and creating a network inside the inside the state. And then, of course, because they're Chinese, there's only a handful of publications, and most of those publications are controlled by their state, which is, the Red Chinese Army and military intelligence. So they're able to keep their people. It's very hard for their people to disperse and become American. They're kept in tow, and they're made.
Yeah, in other words, they're kept in their little clique, in their little community, in other words.
Exactly. Yeah. So they move with a single mindset.
Well, there's a lot of illegal workers that are brought in from China and elsewhere. A lot of people think they're all coming in from Mexico and Central America. The largest number of new people arriving in California are Chinese, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah. No, people have no idea. And the fact that, see, the Mexicans that have been fooled, in fact, they're the ones that are hurt the most by the open borders. The families that have been here a generation or two, and even the ones that have come in legally. Because, the ones breaking through the border are getting all the benefits, and the wages are kept down by the people that are truly American. And this is such a suicide pact, not by the Democrats personally, because they intend, Democrats and Republicans, they intend to benefit personally by the destruction of the United States. Some of them even still believe, the global only that a one world is going to be peaceful. Just as the communists are told that once we get power and everything's straightened out, the state will wither away. But, you've got to be pretty stupid to buy that after all the experiments and lies that the Marxists put out there to these dreamy-eyed students in high school and junior high and college. It's
well, look at this one, Ocasio-Cortez. You can see her popping her eyes. She's obviously showing signs that she's manic or hypomanic. And she's about to lie that, hey, I can bring peace if I bring in a social communist state. And it's craziness. This is the same stuff that's destroyed nation states and killed 200 million people in the 20th century.
Exactly. Well, you look at the same propaganda, same with what happened in Cambodia with the killing fields and Mao's little red book. They're all running around waving it. We saw, Peter Strzok with the Democrats sitting there waving the same propaganda. It's pathetic. They're inducing people for violence.
Yeah, they actually want violence because it allows them to maintain better control by balkanizing and breaking up the public into various factions and tribal groups, right?
Right. And unfortunately, Jeff Sessions hasn't fixed the Justice Department. With the branches in California, they're still headquartered out of San Francisco. A few people have tried attempts to seek justice from the state, which is, Governor Brown and the Red Chinese here, and Leon Panetta, who sent military information to the Red Chinese through the guy. But, people can't find safety by appealing to the state attorney general in the state of California, nor can they find the federal judiciary willing to accept any information. It's still controlled by apparatchiks of the former head of the Justice Department and the deep state.
Amazing.
So Jeff Sessions needs to do something. I don't know what they got.
Let me summarize where I think it's going, and we have a couple minutes left. I think in the next 6.5 years we're going to have relative peace. We know the Bible. I call it the 7 fat years, and we're halfway through the first fat year. I think after Trump, if he doesn't jail these people, and then we see a major reformation of the FBI and the deep state and the intel agencies and the bureaucracy that runs America and the world, the beast is going to come back. I see America as very likely going to break up into sections that will not submit and give their guns over. States like Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. I see in northern states like North Dakota, South Dakota, et cetera, they have large native populations that will not submit. what I see happening is America is not going to, is going to, if they do it properly, we'll have missile defense here, but we also should share it with not only Europe and Russia, so missile warfare becomes obsolete. I have a feeling that they're not going to do what they should do to get it in place. I think Trump is probably going to be able to do a lot of stuff in the next 5 to 6 years, so we'll get a period of grace. America's going to repent. You're going to see the end of the Roe versus Wade, basically murder of 60 million babies will stop by and large, but I think it'll go to the states, and then the states will have to reduce at least in some of those states to 20th week, but they're still going to do a lot of killing. America is internationally is going to stop China, and you're going to see the rise of India. But America basically will eventually have to do what I call extreme financial and other things, which includes, by the way, forcing other countries to use electronic currencies, which are going to originate from the American dollar, and that's going to get nasty. So I see the future leaders of America getting really aggressive with other countries like Russia and China, and that aggression, which was based on just trying to negotiate things with Trump, is going to go away until serious aggression. If we wanted to close down Russia and Chinese communist banks, we could do it in a matter of a heartbeat, couldn't we?
Yeah. Again, if you just look at those charts there, there's nobody that can match us in any way, shape, or form. They can hit some of the vital centers that could have a devastating effect on you and me, but overall, compared in a fight, they haven't the chance.
Right, exactly. In other words, these nations, the only things that restrain them is total annihilation. Even if they take out a lot of our population centers and kill 200 million Americans, they're all still going to die, aren't they?
Yep. Yeah, no, it would be a suicide trip. And, of course, he's...
That's why I say...
Might want to reduce the population doing that.
Six and a half years from now, as we head toward 2025 and beyond, we're going to see America emerge as a superpower that, if it's under non-compassionate hands, will crush the world and force them to take the mark of the beast. Militarily, we'll have missile defense and we'll warn any nation, if you cross us, we'll just wipe you from the face of existence. I'm very concerned about that. I don't want to see America go dark.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.